Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prophetic Pro or your Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kim Jackson, and this is Prayer for Day 26. You know, God has let me continue to do this for 26 days. I know you don't see me on the weekends, but on the weekends I try to, one, I just try to renew my spirit for the next week, but through the week, I always try to see what God is telling me as far as what he wants me to do, what directions he wants me to go. And just to try to find new things that God is doing in the atmosphere and also in my life and in Prophetic Prayer Warrior ministry. So this morning has been, if you live in Georgia, this has been one of a, we call disappointing morning, but I just want to let all the listeners know and all the people on Facebook know that, you know, things happen for a reason. Things happen for a reason. You might be disappointed for, because your team didn't win, or you might be disappointed because you wanted the Super Bowl here in Georgia, but things happen for a reason. God is still God. So this is what God is showing me. Even though things didn't go like you wanted last week or the week before, he still continued to pour out into your spirit. He's continued to show you things that needs to be done. He's continued to show you things that are happening around you. So we need to be one in a position to where we can hear what God is saying to us. As I was going through all the weekend and all of last week, I'm starting to hear God telling us that we need to rise out of the ashes, rise out of things that have pretty much just tore us down. And we need to let God renew our spirit. Because we're in a time period where God is trying to speak to us and get us in a place to where he could use us more. I know in the beginning of this journey that I started taking, I called it Pray It Forward. I've always had suggested everyone to just try to pray for someone else. Try to not think about your situation. Try to not think about what you're going through, but just try to reach out to someone else to touch them in a way to where you can make a difference in their lives. And last week I started to, God showed me this, to try to tell those that are out there to start praying for yourself, just to receive what God has given you. Now this week, this is a week I want you to start rising up out of things that have just torn you down, rising up out of situations where you've been and you felt like you can't move or you have no control. I just want you to start rising up, because I believe that God has a blessing just for you. You may be asking yourself, well, you know, I didn't get it last week, I didn't get it the week before. But that doesn't mean you're not going to get your blessing. That doesn't mean you're not going to get your blessing. Because just as a phoenix rises up out of the ashes, you can rise up out of your situation. You can rise up with the strength and power of Jesus Christ and God empowering you. You could rise up. To me, I've been through a 4-year drought thinking that, well, I guess God has set me up on the shelf and not going to use me anymore. Even though I did my Prophetic Prayer Warrior blog talk every other Sunday. I would have dreams, I would have visions, but they wouldn't make any sense to me. But then one weekend, God spoke and just really renewed my spirit. He renewed me to to stand up. He renewed me just to go, to just push forward and say, you know, I hear you. I'm bringing you back out of the caves, of the wilderness. I'm pulling you forward. And I believe God is going to do the same for you. Make this day a day of purposely looking for your renewed spirit. God has a blessing for you today. So expect your blessing to come. Think that, well, if you're looking for a financial blessing and you don't get it, or if you're looking for a new spouse and you don't get it, don't expect the blessing to come the way that you want it. It's always going to come the way God wants you to have it. Your financial blessing may come as someone giving you encouragement, saying that, you know, God is listening. God hears your prayers. Or maybe if you're going through your day, you've been at odds with your boss all last week, but this week God may show you that your boss is just one that's trying to sharpen you, trying to bring you to that place where God needs you to be. So today is to focus, to set your mind on seeing the blessings of God in your life. Today is the day of blessings. I'm not for sure what blessings God is going to send to you, but today is a day of blessings. And as you get blessed, I ask that you continue to bless someone else. Continue to say hello to someone. Continue to just smile at someone. But continue to bless someone. I mean, financial money is always a good thing to bless people, but let's do something greater than money. Let's just show people love. Show them that love is still in the atmosphere. That love is still powerful than anything that we can do. Show them kindness. Today is a day of blessings. However it unfolds for you today, today is a day of blessings. God has blessed us with this morning. He has blessed us with new life. He has blessed us with a new chance. So go out and make a difference in someone's life. Bless them by smiling, saying hello, shaking their hand. Blessing. Today is a day of blessings. However you see your blessings come. However your blessing come. You're going to rise up. You're going to move forward. And God's going to show you his blessings. Let no one tell you that God is not blessing them. Show them. Show them how God is blessing them in your life. Show them what God is doing in your life. If you was trying to convince someone that God is real, show them that God is blessing you, and show them it don't have to be financial. It don't have to be with just material things, but just show them. Show them the love. Show them the joy. Show them the peace that you have. Because I'm not sure if you remember when you first got saved, had how much turmoil you had in your life. But then when you accepted Jesus Christ, it's like your life changed. A peace came on you. It's like a renewing of your spirit was just thrown in your life. It was just, I would say, showered over you. So this morning, look for your blessing. And however way it's going to come, look for your blessing. And my prayer for you this morning is that God continues to bring you forward and continue to show you his blessing and continue to show you his love. Because if you know someone loves you, it's just amazing. So let's go in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for this morning, oh God. Lord, I thank you for your blessing of life, Lord. I thank you for the blessing for waking me up, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the blessing of this day, Lord. Lord, as we go forth in this day, Lord, we ask, oh Lord, that you reveal everything that you have for us today, Father. Father, if it's financial, Lord, if it's spiritual, Lord, if it's just material, Lord. But Lord, most of all, Lord, show us your love, your peace, your joy, and your favor, Lord. As we go forth in this day, Lord, we just ask that you just keep your arms around us, Lord. As we go in situations, Lord, just show us that your love is always with us, your joy, and your peace. Lord, as we go forth, Lord, we just ask that you continue to open up doors, Lord. Continue to open up windows for us, oh Lord. So, Lord, so we can step in to places where we're not wanted, Lord, but you still want us there to do your will, Father. Lord, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Lord, we thank you for what you've done, Father. We just ask for your favor as we go forth, Lord. We just ask for your power as we go forth, Lord. And we ask for a newer, refreshing spirit this morning, Father, as you take us through this Monday morning, Father. For these things we ask in your Son, Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, as you go forward today, remember, today is the day of blessings. You're rising up out of the ashes. You've been renewed. God is saying, I have a mission for you. So just remember, bless someone as God blesses you. This is a day of blessings. I'm not for sure how your blessings are going to come, but if they come in a way that you're not expecting it, you know what to do. Give all praise and glory to God. I want to thank you for joining me this morning. I want you to continue to post this on your Facebook page. And if you like what I'm posting or what I'm showing, please put hashtag prayer forward. And thank you. God bless you all. God keep you. God continue to lay the path down for you and continue to give you favor. God bless you. Bye-bye.